Talk Back Matters from the Salvos.
This week is Missing Persons Week. The Salvos Family Tracing Service has been around for a long time and it has a huge success rate in finding missing family members and relatives. Maria is one of the team leaders of the Special Search Service and shares more about the search.
Usually with the Family Tracing Service, sometimes the turnaround can be, you know, weeks, months, depending on how easy someone is to find and whether they actually want contact. With the other services that work with adoption, it takes a lot longer because often we're searching for a mother first and they've usually given their maiden name or, you know, they could have gone on to marry a number of times. It can be weeks, months, years sometimes.
So what's the percentage of successful searches that you find?
Well, it's often about 70-75%. That's sort of more the found rate, though. You know, we might find people, but they mightn't always want contact, or we might find people that have passed away. So
yeah.
Out of the people that we find on a day-to-day basis, it's probably about five people might want contact and maybe three don't.
So what reasons are given for those family members that have been found for not wanting contact?
It often depends. In terms of adoption and wardship and things, often what happened at that time was really painful and difficult. Sometimes, especially with mums that had children, they haven't often told anybody. They've gone on to have other children. They haven't been able to tell anybody about that. They were often made to feel that they were, you know, second class because they had a baby out of wedlock.
Right.
You know, sometimes even siblings trying to find other siblings, you know, sometimes that was a painful time for them back then and they've moved on with their life, so they don't want to go back to that. Sometimes people's relationships, you know, where there's been a family breakdown or some kind of mental illness or people have relocated and so people are trying to reconnect again. They're also getting a lot of people searching for their fathers now because often if a relationship broke down, the child or children would often go to their mother.
So can you think back to somebody that you've located that's really had an impact on you?
Yeah, I think I found a mum last year and she was really happy to be found, and so then we were just doing the mediation, and that's what sometimes we do. If people aren't ready to meet yet, they send letters through to us and we forward them on. So I had a few letters back and forth to her as well. You know, she sent me a lovely card for Christmas thanking me for the work that we've done here, and so it was, you know, I thought it was going well, and I was hoping that one day her and her son might meet. But then a few months ago, I found out that she'd actually passed away. So that was quite upsetting to me. I was thankful that we were able to reunite her with her son and her sister that let me know, so that she was so thankful that we were able to do that. So that was fantastic.
Doesn't that make such a difference that you were able to get them to connect at least?
Yeah, exactly, because you just never know, and that's what we always say.
That's Maria, a team leader of the Special Search Service. If you feel the time is right to search for a missing family member or relative, go to salvos.org.au/family tracing.
Light and life from the Salvos.